The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's Open Phone Friday, so we're going to go back to the phones. And next up is Frederick in Columbus. Hey, Frederick, welcome. You're up next on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I am well, Frederick. I am well. How are you?
Thank God for the day, each day, each moment.
Amen.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Hey, I got something to comment on. When it comes to scripture, right, you and I, we agree 100%. Because you and I are in the same faith. But when it comes to Trump, you and I are far away. And I'll let me give you one point. You often use the word like, you think God is using Donald Trump to stop the unborn kids, you know, all these atrocities. My question to you today is that you think God is only concerned about people who are killing kids, aborting kids, children? God is not concerned about other things that is going on, and God is only using Donald Trump for that atrocity. That is, doesn't sound scripture to me at all. Because if you look at Donald Trump's behavior and everything that he does, he said, when he does something good, you support him. When he does something bad, you don't support him. Look at this impeachment. Look at what is going on. People are denying the Constitution, denying the truth with which the founding fathers, okay, founded on. America without Constitution, we are nothing.
Okay, let me stop just real quick. You say we disagree completely on Trump. I say when he does something good, he should be commended. When he does something bad, he should be criticized. What do you disagree with about that? I don't understand. Pardon?
I disagree everything that Trump. Look.
Wait. I let you talk. Are you pro-life? Do you support abortion or oppose abortion?
I do. I may sound like a Democrat, but I believe in pro-life. I believe in everything the Bible teaches.
Okay, so wait. Yeah. Let's take this step by step so we can have a dialogue. You say you're pro-life. You are against abortion. Donald Trump, whatever else you may think, is very pro-life. Yeah. So you
it's
say,
not.
Wait.
It's
you
not.
Wait.
You He's driven you and I, as Christians, to get his bidding. That's what he's doing.
Frederick.
Go ahead.
Frederick.
Go ahead. Yep.
This is the most
Go ahead.
This is the most pro-life president of my lifetime.
Oh, Lord, help me.
You tell me how he is not pro-life. Give me an illustration, a decision that he has made, a proclamation that he has made, or a law that he has passed since he's been president. Wait. Let me talk. Tell me one way, give me one bit of proof that says he is not pro-life. Go ahead.
Donald Trump is a Democrat. Because of politics, he became a Republican, okay? And to just make a comment on by Republicans, if you are Republican, it doesn't mean you are a godly person.
Frederick.
We got gays.
You're avoiding my question. I'm not talking about what he was or what he used to be.
Okay.
Since wait, Frederick, please. Since he has been president, give me one proof that says he is not pro-life now that he is president.
Donald Trump is using Christians to do his bidding.
Frederick, one more time. Give me one proof. I'm not talking emotion and hysteria. I'm talking give me one bit of proof that he is not pro-life since he has been president.
Well, he may have agenda to support pro-life, but Donald Trump isn't. Okay? And this is where people are being fooled about Donald Trump.
Okay.
Donald Trump is a con man.
Frederick, I'm asking, I'm kindly asking for proof and evidence. You're giving me feelings, conjecture, and hysteria. Give me proof. I want proof. You made a statement. He is not pro-life, and he's fooling Christians. Okay? All I'm asking is you made a statement, and I'm giving you an opportunity to prove it.
Well, he might profess to be a pro-life, okay? But he isn't. Just to get your vote. Just for you to vote for him. And Christians are using this pro-life stuff. That is the only thing that God is...
Frederick, it's difficult to continue because all I'm asking for is to prove what you say. I'm on the air every day, and I am expected to be able to prove what I say, and I ask people to call and challenge me, and if I can't prove it, I shouldn't say it. You have said repeatedly, he is not pro-life, he's fooling Christians, and all I've asked is for simple proof, any evidence, and you haven't given me any, none. But Frederick, I'm always glad to talk to you, and I mean that. I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good weekend. But please, when you come on this program, I expect callers to do what I'm expected to do. If I make a statement, I should be able to prove it. And that's all I ask. But thanks. Thanks for the call. And, hey, we do agree on the Bible. And praise God for that. And God bless you. I'm not always consistent, but I try to be. And if listeners expect me to be able to prove what I say, I just expect callers to do the same. I think that's just, I think it's reasonable. And I say this constantly. The liberal left does not deal with facts or truth. All right. Is Donald Trump sometimes extremely crude? Yes, he is. Do I agree with that and approve of it? No, I don't. Does he say things that I don't think he should say? Yes, he does. Does he treat people sometimes with enormous disrespect? Yes, he does. Do I approve of that? No, I don't. But is he pro-life? There is enormous proof and evidence, not emotion, that this is the most pro-life president of our lifetime. And for that, I will commend him. He has done more for religious freedom and liberty than any president of my lifetime. I will commend him for that. International relations, he hammered out a deal with Mexico, the United States, and Canada that everybody said was absolutely impossible. And even the most liberal Democrat today says it's a great deal. So please, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, let's attempt to be objective. Not subjective. Objective in our evaluation of Donald Trump. I tried to do that with Barack Obama. Tried to do that with George W. Bush. I have tried to do that with every president, regardless of their political party. And I would just simply ask the same of everyone. I don't think that's too much to ask. I really don't. All right. We're going to take the final break of the hour. It is Open Phone Friday. I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I've got breaking news concerning the impeachment vote and the proceedings. Mitch McConnell's office has just issued a statement. The Senate just voted 51 to 49 not to ask for more witnesses or evidence. 51 to 49, they have voted not to proceed any farther with witnesses, more evidence, and so forth. So that's a done deal. That assures almost positively that the president is going to be acquitted of the crimes. He will not be removed from office. And I'll read to you the official statement from Mitch McConnell, because we don't know what's next. Earlier today, there was speculation that if this vote went as it just did, then it's done, over, finished, and they would just take a vote, and guilty or innocent. And, of course, he will be acquitted. There's a kink in this, however. Some Republicans, as well as Democrats, want an opportunity to get on the floor of the Senate and make a statement about where they came on this. They want to be able to speak up because they have had to remain silent without any phones, electronic devices, through the entire Senate trial. Any questions had to be written and submitted in writing to the Chief Justice. And evidently, there are several Republicans and Democrats who say, before we take a final vote, I want the people in my district that I represent back home, or not district, in my state, I want them to know where I stand. And so this could go on a few more days. It could. We don't know. Let me read the statement from Mitch McConnell's office. All right, this just came out just 6 minutes ago. A majority of the U.S. Senate has determined that the numerous witnesses and 28,000-plus pages of documents already in evidence are sufficient to judge the House manager's accusations and end this impeachment trial. There is no need for the Senate to reopen the investigation, which the House Democratic majority chose to conclude, and which the managers themselves continue to describe as, quote, overwhelming and beyond doubt. Never in Senate history has this body paused an impeachment trial to pursue additional witnesses with unresolved questions of executive privilege that would require protracted litigation. We have no interest in establishing such a new precedent, particularly for individuals whom the House expressly chose not to pursue. Senators will now, and this is the most important thing, senators will now confer among themselves with the House managers, with the President's counsel, to determine next steps as we prepare to conclude the trial in the coming days. That's probably the most important part of that entire statement. Mitch McConnell's office is indicating it's not going to be over tonight. It's not going to be over tomorrow. But he says in coming days. So will this go on next week? Will it go past the State of the Union? At this point, we don't know. But from what I can gather, there are several senators on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, have a time on the floor of the Senate to express why they're voting the way they are going to vote, so they can go back to the people in their state and say, I stood up and said what I said. Senators are now releasing all kinds of tweets. Elizabeth Warren just said, Senate Republicans just failed the American people and broke their oath to the United States Constitution. Really? How? Here is my plea to you. All right? Be objective. Don't believe what you're told just because somebody tells you. Don't believe the Democratic talking points. Don't believe the Republican talking points. Think for yourself. On this impeachment thing, the president violated the Constitution. Really? How? What part of the Constitution did he violate? People are all, you know, there's all kinds of people like, he violated the Constitution. Really? What part? The president didn't violate the Constitution, okay? My plea has always been, be an LTD. I have said now for 20 years on a daily program and 30 years of doing a talk show on WRFD, don't believe everything I say. That's why I beg you to become a part of our social media family so you can read the stories that I read to you and I interpret. You know, I do. I give you my opinion. I want you to check them out for yourself. Don't believe something just because I said so. Think for yourself. That's what being an LTD is all about. And this impeachment thing. Don't believe just what the Republican talking points are. Don't believe what the Democrat talking points are. Look at the evidence. Take a little time. Think for yourself. I think that's the least we can do. And again, that's what it means to be an LTD, to listen, think, and discern. Hey, we're out of time. So we will probably know more by the end of the evening. The Senate is in recess, and they're consulting with each other and as to what the next steps are. It doesn't look like there's going to be a vote tonight, guilty or innocent. It doesn't look that way, but who knows? Hey, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church. I mean that. If you don't have one, find one. Lord willing, we'll be back on Monday. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.